Clinton's private emails and memos, as read at the Benghazi hearing, October 22, 2015. Compiled by Camissa Bjorhaus, the intimate intern, November 8, 2015. From H. Sent Thursday, September 13th, 2012, 1:25 p.m. To Mills, Cheryl. Subject: Re Memo to R. That is why no one is pleased when I give parties. That is why everyone wants to see me alone. It is my insistence on contacting the deep self. I listen with all my being. I am completely interested. I seek momentarily a full communion of eyes, feelings, thoughts. I have this expectancy so strongly that even taxi drivers tell me the entire story of their lives. And with taxi drivers, I know that generally the opposite is true. It is people who talk to them, confide in them. The gift for creating intimacy, a personal world in which people feel they are entirely present, they exist. They have a clear and vivid identity. Signed, H. From H. Bracketed. Mail to hdr22@clintonemail.com. End brackets. To Mills, Cheryl. Subject: Re. Memo to S. So it's true. They got rid of nudity in the debates. From H. 2. Rooney, Megan. Daniel, Bear. CC, Sullivan, Jacob J. Subject: Re, speech notes. Dan, here are some points we should incorporate into the upcoming VA speech. 1. Sometimes people ask me why I dislike crime so much. Well, first off, it's illegal. 2. Does anyone think global warming is a good thing? I love Lady Gaga. I think she's a really interesting artist. 3. Sometimes I text so aggressively my office chair spins. 4. It's very fucked up how so many people hate me just because of that one time I decided in my head to assume that so many people hate me. 5. If you put the R earbud in your left ear and the L in your right, you can still hear a man at the gym telling me how to use all the gym pieces. From Rooney Megan. Bracketed. Rooney M at state.gov. End brackets. 2. H, comma, Daniel Bear. CC, Sullivan, comma, Jacob J. Subject: Re, speech. Dan's sitting here with me. I'm answering for him. Here's what the speech says now. We will add another sentence to explain the process more fully. Nothing is lost to the lover of shadows and darkness. Mystery remains. The women of today, all action and copies of men. And I, in between. I am not yet satisfied. I still have something to say. I love the darkness. In my dreams, I sleep with everybody. I curated my life to be an expression of my pain. Every single touch we ever touch each other. This eruption undoes stagnation. You didn't know I had it in me. From Daniel Bear, 2H, CC, Sullivan, JJ at state.gov, Rooney, M at state.gov, subject: Re, speech. That final sentence should be something along the lines of, this is why we don't put all our eggs in one basket with one tool that is only appropriate for one type of threat. I think that's good.
Shadow.
From H. 2. Blumenthal, Sid. Subject, re. Overdue, from Benghazi. Dear, this is so long overdue that it is past all apology. I have been writing you a long letter for some time, but have decided not to send it. Such a void yawns when we turn our minds northwards and think of you entombed in the American cities with your gas masks and thoughts. It is something that the war does, dissolves and untightens purpose, so that one's friends move about in still places of imagination like candlelit fellows, not quite belonging to the past, but without future and form. Yours, H.
Hi.
From Abedin, Yuma. 2, H. I'll get back to you. From H. 2, Abedin, Yuma. Subject, re, secure facts. Okay. When will I call Okada? Kusa? Robinson and McGinnis? Kushner? From Abedin, Yuma. 2, H. Subject, secure facts. In approximately 5 minutes, there is a secure fax coming with the following. 1. Action memo that proposes an embarcadero. 2. Memo from Secretary Neapolitan. 3. Cowrie from Ellen Tauscher. 4. Memo from both Insular Affairs and Holbrook. From Pre Lewis. 2. Mills. 3. Speech memo. Notes for H. Dear Cheryl, I hope you had a good trip to Haiti. Attached, please find a short memo for the SECTI on a number of issues we spoke on the plane on our way down to Guatemala. We'd love to have a chance to speak with you when you have a minute. I hope you have a great 4th of July weekend. All the best, Lewis. 1. What do women talk about when their men aren't around? Death? 2. How about instead? Instead of reading texts while driving, how about youths read a good book behind the wheel? 3. Don't be cruel. Be a thing, sweet thing. 4. Look, I'm not sure Bernie Sanders can be elected. I mean, let's be real. Most of America isn't ready for a president who's, you know, a Virgo. 2. Mills, Cheryl D. Subject. Memo to S. I don't give a fuck so much that I wrote a song about it. It goes, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck. Did you hear it? Did you hear it? From H. 2. Mills, Cheryl D. Shannon, Thomas A. Subject, re, memo to S. I feel around me a depersonalization of relationships which alarms me, for mine are so personal, and each person is unique and irreplaceable. I consider this a weakening of friendship and love. From Shannon, Thomas A. 2. Mills, Cheryl D. Sullivan, Jacob J. Subject, re, memo to S. Sorry I am slow to respond. I was in Rio for the last of 5 July 4 celebrations. From H. 2. Mills, Cheryl, Shannon, Thomas A. Subject, re, memo to S. I have navigated life on my own in multiple major cities, and I will still get frightened by a horn honk when I accidentally honk my own horn. From Audrey at Yelp HQ. 2. H. Subject. Message from Yelp HQ. 3975234. Hi, Hillary. We wanted to let you know that we've removed your review of 7-Eleven. Our support team has determined that it falls outside of our content guidelines because it is not primarily relevant to a consumer experience. We hope you will continue to participate on Yelp while keeping our content guidelines in mind. Your removed content is below. I was in Philly to speak. I never thought that a 7-Eleven could depress me, but as C and I walked past on our way to get iced coffee, all I could think about was the last time I was in Philly and how I bought cigarettes at that same 7-Eleven only a month before with L. I remembered the riotous sex we had in that elegant hotel room and how I felt so incredibly lonely the entire time. found it hard to tell C about my feelings, and T hadn't spoken since New York, so we walked together down the street without speaking. 40 minutes later, we were on stage, performing for 4 people, and as the minutes passed and I hit the sticks against the floor, I began to cry, and I thought about angels and Jesus and choirs, and I felt abandoned by everything. I felt exactly like a lamb of God abandoned to pursue a life of evil. It was raining when we wrapped up. G offered to let us crash on her floor, so we drove the 5 minutes to her filthy communal house, and she graciously gave T her bed, making me feel bad for judging her lifestyle choices. I was hungry, so C and I ordered General Tso, and G joined us on the rainy 5-minute walk to pick it up. The restaurant also sold Lucy's, gummy worms, hard candies in the shape of bananas, and homemade rice crackers in geometric shapes. They were stuffed into a dirty display case that framed the register. General Tso is a dish designed to appeal to sugary American palates, and I typically can't finish the entire meal in one go. There must be something about Philadelphian MSG, because I ravenously inhaled everything inside the styrofoam container and regretted giving G my complimentary egg roll. That was real regret, different from my earlier filthy house judgment regret. That was regret tied to my base human desires, tugging on my animal brain, awakening a reptile fantasy of being surrounded by fried rice and red sauce and dancing chicken nuggets. I couldn't sleep that night, so I left G's subterranean room, crept upstairs, and curled up on a piano bench in the living room. I dozed until one of her roommates woke up and started shaving off their body hair in the adjoining kitchen, at which point I conceded defeat and slunk back downstairs. I'm still thankful I wasn't wearing my glasses. Signed, H. Regards, Audrey, Yelp Support, San Francisco, California.